When 37-year-old Jamie Faust first learned that she had contracted HIV, she wasn't surprised.
Once I got into the prostitution-type lifestyle, and especially there towards the end where I just, if I had a condom, fine. If I didn't, fine, you know. I had lived a very self-destructive lifestyle, and I had sort of always in the back of my mind figured it was just a matter of time before I contracted the virus.
It was 2010 when Faust was in county jail, and she learned of her positive status. She says she got the virus from her habitual drug use. Things got so bad at the height of her addiction, she gave her two children to her sister because she couldn't care for them.
I was prostituting myself, shoplifting to obtain my drug of choice, sleeping in abandoned buildings and abandoned cars and crack houses, and going a week or so at a time without eating.
When Faust entered Tutwiler in 2012 for credit card fraud, prisons in Alabama segregated their HIV inmates, a policy that has since changed. Alabama's Correction Commission at the time the policy was in place said the segregation of HIV inmates from other prisoners protected inmates and workers from sexually transmitted diseases. Because she was HIV positive, she says, she was sent to isolation for the first 2 weeks of her stay while her blood work was processed.
I hated those 2 weeks. No access to books or anything during those 2 weeks that we were in isolation. No TV. Only time you leave that cell is to either shower or see a doctor. Any type of jail, you teach yourself to be able to sleep as much as possible. So I was sleeping probably 20 hours a day.
Then, she says, she was placed in the HIV dorms, which were separate from the general population. She says in some ways it wasn't as bad as she thought it would be. There were fewer inmates in the dorms compared to general population. They had air conditioning, more privacy, and even had their own smoke yard. But it was a double-edged sword. Faust says it was hard to make friends with general population inmates or even interact with them at times. Once they found out what dorm she was in, they would become afraid and distance themselves.
I had a little discrimination against me from other inmates. They knew my status just because of the dorm I was in, and I thought that was wrong, that just because you're in a certain dorm, your status is disclosed, whether you want it to be or not.
She says the discrimination stemmed from people fearing the unknown.
The most discrimination I've really ever seen was just people because they just weren't educated about the disease. That's part of what had me decide I wanted to be in the social work field, so I could educate people.
Since her release from Tutwiler, Faust has refocused her life. She's entered a program that provides health care, housing, and substance abuse classes.
I've started college. I hope to be a social worker. Realizing that the things that I've done in my past don't have to weigh me down forever.
She's in a stable relationship and has reconnected with her family.
They don't like what I've done in my past, but they have agreed to leave my past there in my past and give me a second chance.
And she wants to use her second chance to help other people.
I really want to counsel women with substance abuse issues who are HIV positive as well, because I had somebody to help me decide to turn my life around, and I want to be able to help someone else do the same.
Currently, she's in an intensive program that will help her prepare to live on her own, as well as how to manage her health. Her emotions are mixed when she thinks about being on her own for good.
I'm excited, but I'm kind of scared, too, because it's been so long that I've lived as a normal person, you know? That's one thing I love about school is that nobody knows my past, and I'm not judged by that.
A past she hopes others will learn from. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.